A.R. Rahman may be the biggest international star you've never heard of. His music for Indian films is just beginning to reach non-Indian audiences. Rahman's songs are featured in the movie musical Lagaan, which was nominated for an Academy Award. And now Andrew Lloyd Webber is spotlighting Rahman's music in a London show called Bombay Dreams. Jeffrey Pepper Rogers has a profile of India's pop music sensation.
I first heard music by A.R. Rahman blasting out of boomboxes in Madras in South India back in 95. The movie Bombay had just come out, and the soundtrack was everywhere. Street vendors sang the songs, kids imitated all the dance moves from the movie. The music just reeled me in. You could even sing along without understanding a word of Tamil. Rahman was only in his 20s. He was a synthesizer and computer whiz working out of a home studio in Madras, or Chennai as it's now called. Like a lot of young musicians I met that year, he grew up on Indian classical and folk music, along with all kinds of Western pop, rock, fusion, reggae, you name it. The first job of Indian film music is to make people dance, and Rahman is a rhythm master. He has a degree in Western classical music from Oxford's Trinity College and writes gorgeous orchestrations. And his love songs are completely transporting. A.R. Rahman has become known as the king of Indian film music, and that means the king of Indian pop music because all the major pop songs come from films. He's done the music for close to 60 movies over the last 10 years, and the soundtracks have sold over 100 million copies worldwide. Now comes a new kind of exposure with the crossover success of Lagaan. The movie tells an irresistible David and Goliath story. Indian villagers battling the British Empire on the cricket field. The dance numbers are much less giddy than what you see in most Indian movies, and Rahman's songs are among his best.
कठिनाई से टकरा जा तू नहीं हार मान ले तू मितवा सुन मितवा तुझको क्या डर है रे ये धरती अपनी है अपना अंबर है रे तू आ जा रे
Andrew Lloyd Webber was so impressed with Rahman's film scores that he commissioned a stage musical from him called Bombay Dreams. It's the first time Lloyd Webber has produced a show featuring someone else's music. Compared to Lagaan, the music in this theater production is much more urban and poppy. Several songs are adapted from Hindi films like Dil Se and Taal, and they're given more of a Western spin.
Sunrise, burning heat. Nothing is as traveled as a Bombay street. Contradiction, city of extremes. Anything is possible in Bombay dreams.
us making millions on the internet. Contradiction, city of extremes. Everything is possible in Bombay dreams.
Indian musicians have a genius for taking foreign instruments like the violin or mandolin or guitar and making them sound Indian. As a composer, Rahman has done the same thing. He's absorbed styles from all around India and everywhere else, and he's made music that's global and local at the same time. It's like a window on the world from a little studio in Chennai.
Jeffrey Pepper Rogers is the author of Rock Troubadours.